If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church.
In the end, it will work out for your good. And say, I believe God for a miracle.
Anytime the Bible addresses faith, what God is suggesting, what he's hinting, what he's alluding to, is that you're going to have a struggle. There's no need for faith if you're not going through something. Do you understand? People who have been married for long periods of time, they've been married for that amount of time because they have faith. Because faith endures. Sister Lambert saw, we were pulling up in a parking lot, and she saw this gentleman opening the door for his woman. I don't know if they were married or not, but he opened up the door. And she was sitting in the car with me. And we were waiting for this guy's parking space. She said, oh, ain't that cute? He opened up the door for her. And she's always thinking very positively, so she said, he's opened up the door for his wife. I said, oh. She says, I can't get the door open for me. I said, no, you ain't. I said, and when I look at that woman, I said, she looks like one of those 1940s women. I said, she ain't no 21st century. I can do it myself. I don't need your help. I said, she looks like one of them women that stands there with a handkerchief and says, open the door for me, babe. I said, that's why he goes and opens that door. I said, but I got me a modern wife. She don't even ask me to do nothing. She do everything herself. She comes in and announces, I put the trash out. I said, because you didn't wait on the Lord. The Bible said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. She going to brag, I put the trash. You ain't got to worry about it. I put the trash out. I said, I wasn't worried about it. They don't come till 8 o'clock in the morning. Why you going to put it out at night? Well, just in case. In case what? So we walk up to the door of the store we're going in. She get funny. She stand there. Wait for me to open the door. I pull it open and slide through and let it close behind me. She stand right outside. I said, well, stand there and starve. And I push it open and she can walk in. And I open the other one and she can walk in. Then we come back out to the car and I go on the side and I pull the door open and walk away. She said, ain't you going to close it behind me? I said, you going to talamosi. Karen de boche katava salamashoti kenderetse basha. And then she said something that she always says. And this is where vision comes in. She said, you used to do it when we were dating. I said, you darn right. Because we were dating. And I wanted you to think. But now, I got you. And opening and closing that door ain't going to take your name away. Because you still going to my house. Whether I open the door or not, it does not remove who you are. Now, I know some of you are going, Pastor don't have no manners. I thought he was a gentleman. I don't live with you. I thought my pastor, all that anointing. I thought he'd at least open the door. Now I lay hands on her. She can open her own door. I don't need nobody to give me nothing. But the point that I make in a comical way is that something jarred her memory to what used to be. And you need something to jar your memory about God. You see, I'm convinced that you lose your joy when you forget how good God is. You take him for granted. Did you wake up this morning and say, thank you for waking me? No, you took it for granted. Did you wake up and say, God, thank you for daylight savings time. I got an extra hour to lay here. To God, I thank you for how good you've been to me. And God was like Sister Lambert, stood by the door till I opened it up. God sends trouble until you start praising him again. You think that the bad stuff that's happening to you is from the devil. No, it's not. Move the devil.
Move him. He ain't got nothing to do with it. He's a pawn on a chessboard. God is moving him around. He says, today I want you to harass Eric. He couldn't harass me unless God said so. But I want to tell you all something right now. Yes, the book of Job starts out with the problem, but go to the end. If you can't handle the beginning and the middle, go to the end and start from the back and work to the front. Because the end says God gave him twice as much as he lost. The vision that God has for us is victory. He told Jeremiah in chapter 29, he said, listen here, man, they're going back into Babylon. They'd already been, then they went to Philistia, then they went to Hittites, and then they wound up in Babylon again. And so for the rest of the Old Testament, they're dealing with Babylon. There is an ecclesiastical purpose in that, but we ain't going over it. But there's a reason why they stay in Babylon and why the Babylonian captivity seems to be inexhaustible. And then when they're there, they're about to go in. Jeremiah says in chapter 29, God says, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. In other words, I know the vision that I see. I know the vision that I see. He said, there are thoughts to prosper you. Yeah. You're getting ready to go into captivity for 70 years. But watch this. The vision says that there's an end to the captivity. So that ought to give you hope that whatever you're in is not going to last always. It's going to end. You ought to rejoice that it's soon going to be over. When my semester started, it was 16 weeks on that syllabus. It was 16 weeks that tested my faith. But now I only have 3 more weeks left and I've got a 4.0. But at the beginning, I didn't know that that was possible because all I saw was the amount of work. God have mercy. But the just shall live by faith. Stop looking at the trial. Stop looking at the test. Stop looking at the trouble and see the reward. See your victory. See how you're coming out of. God gives you vision. Make it clear. Write it down. Just shall live by faith. God has a plan. God says, listen here. He said, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. He said, they are thoughts to prosper you and to give you hope and a future. The NIV says, when you get to verse 11, it says, these are plans to prosper you. Do you know God wants you to prosper? The devil wants you to fail. God wants you to succeed. Grab hold of his vision. Push yourself to prosperity. Push yourself to victory. Don't lay down and give up. He says there are plans to give you hope and a future. God is saying you've got to learn how to look past where you are. You have to have a clear vision. You have to look past where you are. If you saw what God saw, we wouldn't be so limited. I said this before. And I know it's visionary. But there are a lot of people in Bethel that work in the real estate business. And you all are working for unsaved people. And you want God to bless your work. And in essence, what you're saying is, I want God to bless these people that don't trust God. And God is saying, why can't all of my real estate people come together and have the Jesus is Lord real estate company? And then I'll bless everybody there, and you guys will get every listing. You'll beat out everybody else because it'll be the Lord's building and his business. We're afraid to come together because we don't have vision. We'd rather stay in the bondage for someone else than give God an opportunity to move with us. In Numbers chapter 13 and 14. God promised the children of Israel in Exodus chapter 3 that they would be going into the land of the Hittite, the Canaanite, the Amorite, the Jebusite, and the Perizzite. He promised them that they would be going into somebody else's land, but he told them it was their land. Now, the question is, why are they in the land that belongs to the children of Israel? Because the devil likes to move into your blessing. The devil likes to capitalize on what you leave vacant. He'll squat wherever you leave an opening. Lord, I wish I could get this through to you. Vision requires that you possess in the spirit realm what you don't possess in the natural realm. Why? So you can get God involved in it. So in every case, the devil will try to stop your vision.
But something burns inside of you that says, that's mine. And you don't have to worry about it, though it tarry. All these ites are in the land of the children of Israel. And Moses says, I need you guys to go up now. It's time to go in. And when they go up to the land, all they see is the ites. They don't see the land singularly. They see the land and the ites. The ites were bigger than the blessing. So they come back and tell the people, the land is as God said it was. But you can hear the but. There's giants in there. Brothers and sisters, giants indicate that God is there. If there's no struggle, God's not in it. Your struggle comes because the devil doesn't want you to have it. The struggle means just go to praising God. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Go to praising God. It's coming. Though it tarry, wait for it. It's coming. It's coming. When I was a little boy, in my elementary school, we used to sing these songs at Christmas time. And one song that I always remember is The Little Drummer Boy. And the little drummer boy says, do you see what I see? A star shining in the night. Do you see what? Then he says, do you hear what I hear? And this is what God is saying. God is saying, do you see what I see?
On Saturday, December 31st, we'll have our New Year's Eve service at 6 p.m. You can start your New Year's Eve with Bethel, then meet up with family and friends to bring in the new year in your own special way. Sunday services on New Year's Day will take place at 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Holy Communion will be served at both services. Plan now to spend time in worship at Bethel Deliverance International Church this holiday season. All services will be held at Bethel's main sanctuary, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Winco, PA. For more information, visit betheldeliverance.org or call 215-885-2585.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
11116A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at betheldeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.